Late last year, the Florida Department of Environmental Protection slapped international cement manufacturer CEMEX with a hefty fine for emitting nearly 10 times the amount of mercury legally allowed from its Brooksville facility. The Florida Department of Environmental Protection says the Brooksville facility is now in compliance with the law. Now, U.S. House Republicans and some Democrats want to defund regulations curbing emissions from some cement plants. David Guest, a managing attorney with Earth Justice's Tallahassee office, said he doesn't think that would be a good idea.
There's a huge amount of toxic mercury getting into lakes and streams around Florida.
He said 1 pound of mercury, when released into waterways, can harm or kill 500,000 fish, and that humans who come into direct contact with mercury risk death.
A lab researcher about 3 or 4 years ago simply put her fingers in a latex glove into some methyl mercury, a solution, took it right back out, took the glove off, washed her hands off 20 times, and then died.
At issue are facilities that produce what's called Portland cement, something that's in everything from roads to drywall. When Portland cement kilns burn coal for fuel, they emit mercury into the atmosphere. Some of that mercury ends up in waterways in the form of methyl mercury. That substance is toxic and accumulates as it moves up in the food chain. Guest said it can be an extremely dangerous neurotoxin to people who regularly eat fish, especially pregnant women and children.
The most vulnerable people to the poisoning are pregnant mothers that eat fish. It's not widely known that fish are that poisonous to pregnant mothers. What happens is that the fetuses end up with brain damage and have learning disabilities that are very severe. It ends up hitting the lowest income levels of the population that eat a lot of fish because they can, you know, catch them and not pay anything.
Last September, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency began enforcing a law aimed at reducing all mercury emissions by up to 90%, as well as emissions of several other pollutants. The law applies specifically to Portland cement manufacturers. Guest said the science behind the law is sound.
They were the subject of extraordinarily detailed scientific review, public input from scientists on all parts of the spectrum. And after a very careful and reasoned analysis, the EPA set limitations on a variety of pollutants coming from cement kilns.
But now Congress has passed a bill that would defund regulation of Portland cement emissions. Texas member of Congress John Carter, a Republican, proposed the block. John Stone is a spokesperson for Representative Carter.
It will actually increase mercury pollution inside the United States. The rule, when the EPA devised this rule, they rejected all of the sound science that was provided to them for a new rule that would actually decrease mercury pollution, and instead went with data strictly from radical environmentalist groups.
Stone said the rules ultimately harm the environment because they would, in effect, force the shutdown of all U.S. Portland cement operations
and transfer that business to Red China and to India, which have zero pollution controls on Portland cement production.
He said the amped-up regulation would also result in the loss of some 1,800 jobs, a number he attributes to the EPA. But the EPA has also said the new rules would result in a maximum loss of 600 jobs, as well as the possible net gain of 1,300 jobs. Stone said those jobs gained wouldn't be the same as those lost.
Their 1,300 jobs they predict to create would be 13 regulatory jobs, producing nothing, to hire people to go out and regulate the Portland cement industry.
The measure, part of a much larger spending bill, has to pass the Senate. Then the president has to sign it into law. President Obama has reportedly said he'd veto the bill. If this happens, Stone said House Republicans would follow it up with congressional review, which would allow Congress to override the regulation.
What we want the EPA to do is sit back down at the table and come up with regulations to lower the amount of mercury pollution in the United States from cement production and do so to where it actually lowers it, preserves our jobs, and lowers global mercury pollution at the same time.
But Earth Justice Attorney David Guest said he doesn't think Representative Carter's interests have anything to do with jobs or the environment.
It is notable that Representative Carter comes from a place that's heavily reliant on coal for a variety of purposes. And I'm sure there's a nexus between that. I'm also very confident that that heavy industry, and this is obviously a heavy industry, is a major campaign contributor.
The bill still has to clear the Senate. Guest said those concerned about the measure should contact the office of Democratic U.S. Senator from Florida, Bill Nelson. Representatives from neither the Environmental Protection Agency nor cement manufacturer CEMEX were able to comment by deadline. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.